The European Union's announcement comes less than a week after G20 leaders pledged to increase assistance to developing countries through the International Monetary Fund. In Brussels, José Manuel Barroso, president of the European Commission, the European Union's executive branch, told reporters that aid the EU has already pledged must be delivered quickly.
The recession must not, cannot, and will not be used as an excuse for going back on our promise on aid. It is true to say that European Union aid levels were up last year, 49 billion euros in 2008. But this is no reason for complacency. Our figures for 2009 and 2010 will decide whether Europe meets its target for official development assistance of 0.56% of gross national income by 2010.
More than $3 billion of the aid will go to African, Pacific, and Caribbean nations. Roughly $1 billion will be targeted to fight hunger. But none of the aid is new money, and some non-governmental organizations have faulted the EU for not pledging more. Others also criticize protectionist trade policies by European nations that they say is hurting the economies of developing countries. The EU says it hopes to increase its aid levels to about 0.7% of its gross domestic product by 2015. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.